Welcome to Secondhand Wisdom. I'm Khadija. And on this episode, I kind of want to talk about homeless people. I know that's kind of an interesting way to say it. But so I want to talk about that. But before I would do that, I kind of want to talk about the Bible verse that kind of got me into thinking about this. And also just to remind you that no amount of work or good things can get you into heaven. So even though I'm going to be sharing something that I think is good that I've done and I enjoy doing, no amount of that is going to get you into heaven, because we all fall short of the glory of God. And if you guys don't know, if you're not saved yet, just know that no amount of good work can get you into heaven. It's just your personal relationship with Jesus. And you have to just tell him that you want him to be your Lord and Savior. That you want him to be your Lord and Savior, pretty much. And let him know that you're a sinner. You know this. You know that no amount of good work can get you into heaven. You want him to be your Lord and Savior. So, with that being said, I kind of want to share Matthew 25, starting at verse number 34. And it says, "Then shall the king say unto his right hand, Come ye blessed, my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fled thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when we thee sick or in prison?" I forgot to mention, this is the King James Version. But if you keep going until you get to verse 40, it says, "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, in so much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." And this is kind of the verses that kind of got me thinking about homeless people. Again, you know, you want to read the entire Bible through and through. You don't want to just take pieces of the Bible and just making your own sermon. I'm just saying that I saw this verse and it just got me thinking about homelessness and how I would like to do more with that. And also thinking about how just something that doesn't even kind of relate to the Bible, but just something I had just thought about that was really just different, really just not even, just kind of different. And again, you want to read the Bible for yourself and to understand it better, and don't just take my word for it or anything like that. You definitely want to learn and grow close to him for your relationship with him. But one of the things that I thought about was like, you know, what if you get to heaven and you just see all the homeless people that you helped out and all the homeless people that you gave either food to, money to, or just something or some type of help. And, you know, heaven was just filled with a bunch of homeless people. And, you know, how would that would be so cool to know that you helped someone get into heaven, and know that like all the homeless people that you helped out or you saw on the street was people who God loved and wanted, and they were actually in heaven. So there's something that I really thought about, like, you know, when it comes down to helping homeless people, I was just thinking about, like, you know, some people will give food, some people will give money. Some people, like, there's shelters where they can go to that will provide housing for them. Some people, I've heard about one person who's actually employ homeless people to work for his own business. So there's so many different ways you can help the homeless people. But one thing I was thinking about, like, when it comes to specifically, like, food and finances, I was thinking, like, you know, I always see people will, like, create, like, little food bags, like create food for these people to eat for like one day. And, you know, they'll be fed for one day and the next day they won't. Or you'll give them finances and they'll be fed for like a few days, but then be back to asking for money again. And I was just thinking about this, like, what would happen if we gave homeless people just kind of like a small little goodie bag of foods, nothing major, nothing big, like maybe just a loaf of bread with a peanut butter and like a jar of peanut butter and a jar of jelly, and we give it to them so that they can feed themselves, and maybe just a small little amount of money, like nothing major, maybe $5 or something, $5 or $10, and that way they don't have to be concerned about having to use that money to buy food when they can have their food and then use that money for other things to help better themselves. And I was just thinking about the way that we go about and approach homeless people. We kind of give them the daily things they need, which is super great, but also we don't kind of help them to that, so that way they can be sufficient on their own. They don't need somebody to constantly be there. And understanding that, like, God does answer prayers, and understand that sometimes that it's not always going to be a daily thing, but, you know, if we can maybe help them, that way they can like have food for maybe a, you know, 2-3 weeks, and that way they don't have to think about where the next meal is going to come from, and they can focus more on Jesus and more of like what he wants them to do in their lives and how they can better themselves. It's just a thought. It's nothing kind of not really super biblical, but it was just more of a thought of how we approach homeless people and how we help them, and if there's other ways we can go about it to help them have a good quality of life. So one thing that I'm kind of big on and just kind of thinking about is I really do want other people to have good quality of life. I want everyone, all of God's people, to just have a good quality of life and not to have to worry about, you know, not worry about, but like obviously God's going to be your source for everything. So if you have any problems, whether it's stress or your doubt or whatever it is, you want to go to God and just, you know, he's going to be the answer to all your questions and all your fears and all your stress. But I really do want people to know God and to have that good quality of life and just to not have to be super stressed out. And homeless people, you know, they deserve to have a good quality of life as well. You know, they're no different from anyone else. And I believe that they should have a good quality of life. And So one other thing that I also was thinking about was giving without expecting. So I think the more that we give and help people without expecting to get something back, I think it would be helpful for us, because then we can give more and more without expecting anything in return. That's not really, so it's not like if you help the homeless people, you do it because you want to help them, not necessarily because you expect them to give you something back in return. But it's just more of a thought process. But I just wanted to hope this like little episode kind of help you to think more about how we can help people, whether they're homeless or not homeless, and how we can go about helping, giving other people and helping them have good quality life. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please go ahead and give it a like on all the social medias and on YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff. Hope you guys join me for the next episode. Bye.